Supreme Court justices this past Wednesday certainly made it sound like they are going to find in favor of Mississippi's abortion law and maybe even overturn Roe v. Wade. Court heard about 2 hours of oral arguments in the case with Mississippi looking to revive its ban on abortion starting at 15 weeks of pregnancy. That was a law that lower courts had put a block on. Ruling expected by the end of next June, which certainly could add even more fun to the 2022 midterm elections, could it not? Some of the points made during those 2 hours, Justice Kavanaugh voiced a view often expressed by abortion opponents that nothing in the Constitution protects abortion rights. Said the Constitution is neither pro-life nor pro-choice on the question of abortion, but leaves the issue to the people of the states or perhaps Congress to resolve in the democratic process. He also said if Roe were overturned, many states would continue to freely allow abortion, which is a true statement. Julie Reichelman, who was arguing for the Mississippi Abortion Clinic, obviously against the state abortion law, said overturning Roe would not mean the court is neutral on abortion, as Kavanaugh had suggested. She said, women have an equal right to liberty under the Constitution, Your Honor. And if they're not able to make this decision, if states can take control of women's bodies and force them to endure months of pregnancy, as well as childbirth, then they will never have equal status under the Constitution. Justice Amy Coney Barrett asked a question whether the recent adoption in some states of safe haven laws, we'll get to those in a moment, they let women hand over unwanted babies to healthcare facilities, no penalties, no questions, whether it undermines certain justifications for abortions because women are not forced into motherhood merely by giving birth. Chief Justice John Roberts said the court could uphold Mississippi's law without overturning Roe. He asked, why is 15 weeks not enough time for a woman to decide to have an abortion? You look at recent polls, despite what those in favor of abortion claim, we are pretty divided as far as abortion goes and how we think about it in America. While the number can vary a bit depending on the polling organization and the process, typically you'll see around 35% of people say that abortion should be legal under any circumstances, 45% say abortion should be limited, and the rest want an outright ban. Roe v. Wade determined that states can't ban abortion before a unborn baby, well, they use the term fetus, but let's be realistic about things, is viable outside the womb. Now keep in mind, that was 1973. With science today, we know a whole different picture versus then, even though there are still doctors that say that outside viability is 24 to 28 weeks. Mississippi's 15-week ban obviously challenges that. Justice Roberts, by the way, said a ban at 15 weeks, that's, in his words, not a dramatic departure from viability. Over the past, I guess, year and a half, we talked about a lot of the states. It's not just Mississippi. They're among 12 states with so-called trigger laws designed to ban abortion if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Additional states likely would rapidly restrict abortion access. However, like I said, even if Roe v. Wade is overturned, many states where Democrats run things, states like New Jersey, will continue to allow abortions, but many states would not. Those with laws already in place that could be officially installed should the Supreme Court rule in Mississippi's favor. We'll go in alphabetical order here. I was going to go east to west, but this is easier. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, obviously, Missouri, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. Remember, Chief Justice Roberts said that 15 weeks should be enough time for a woman to decide whether she wants to be a parent or not. And there's another alternative for women who don't want to be a parent that doesn't involve the ending of the life of that unborn child. So it's actually called the Safe Haven Infant Program that Justice Coney Barrett asked about. It's available in all 50 states.